Johnny just stood there, looking at the blank black windows of the tank as the words avalanched through the intercom.
"You animal,"
snarled Turl,
"are going to mine that gold, and you're going to deliver that gold, and you are going to do it all by day 91. And if you don't, I'll blast you and all animals on this planet to hell. You hear me? To hell!"
His voice ended in a shriek of hysteria, and he stopped, panting.
"And when day 91 comes and we've done it?"
Turl barked a sharp, hysterical laugh. He felt he really had to get control of himself. He sensed he was acting strangely.
"Then you get paid!"
he shouted.
"You keep your side of the bargain. We'll deliver it."
Good, thought Turl. He had cowed the animal. This was more like it.
"Put that pack on the tank,"
he said magnanimously.
"I'll fill the water tank and clean up the place and take care of the sentries. But don't forget my remote control box, eh? You act up and dead females!"
Johnny tied the vital pack on the vehicle roof. In the process of doing so, he removed the wave neutralizer and put it behind a tree. Turl would think it had been knocked off by the tree branches, perhaps. It might be useful. Turl had turned the bonnet light off, and Johnny put the ore back in the sack. He knew Turl wouldn't take it with him. Without saying goodbye, Turl drove off, and the tank vanished. Minutes later, when it was hidden from view and miles away, Dunaldin climbed out of a mine hole, where he had been holding a submachine gun in sweaty hands. He had realized the weapon would do nothing to that tank, but they had not expected Turl to stay in the armored vehicle. Although they would not have shot him, they thought he might have tried to kidnap Johnny if the girls were dead. Dunaldin gave a short whistle. 10 more Scots bobbed into view from mine holes, putting their guns on safety. Robert the Fox came down the hill from an old ruined wall. Johnny was still standing there, looking off toward the compound.
"That demon,"
said Robert the Fox,
"is on the verge of insanity. Did you ken how his talk darted this way and that? The hysteria in his laughter. He's hard driven by something we don't know about."
"We didn't know about the drone bombers,"
said Dunaldin.
"We know now. MacTyler, you know this demon. Wouldn't you say he was borderline daft?"
"Do you suppose he meant to blast you when he drove in?"
asked Dunaldin.
"But you handled it very well, Johnny MacTyler."
"He's dangerous,"
said Johnny. 2 hours later, he saw a fire start. A tiny pinpoint of light in the distant cage. Later, a scout would confirm the removal of the sentries, and he himself would check on the water and Chrissy. An insane Turl was making this a much more hazardous game they were playing. A treacherous Turl was one thing. A maniac Turl was quite another.
End of CD 11.